WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board will not be receiving a presentation at its January meeting from the Committee of the Research Valley Partnership related to the possible creation of a new community college in Brazos County. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson, a member and former co-chairman of the RVP committee, brought up the committee's work at the last council meeting.
Shout out to the RVP Talent Pipeline Initiative, the broad-based group of ISDs, cities, counties, for investing so many months of very hard, thoughtful, fact-based research into workforce and technical training for those in our community.
Nelson said he appreciated the committee's focus, which he said led to Blinn College and Texas A&M reaching an agreement for workforce training at the system's Rellis campus. Nelson made no reference to the committee spending a couple of months collecting petition signatures calling for a property tax-supported community college. Residents of Bryan's Castle Heights neighborhood have been regular speakers at city council meetings the last couple of years. They were joined at the last council meeting by former councilmen Al Sines and Rafael Pena. Sines echoed residents' requests to reduce flood risks affecting streets and homes off Highway 21 east of the freeway.
Particularly Clark Street, which is one of the main thoroughfares in and out of Castle Heights. But primarily clearing the creeks in that area, I think, would alleviate a lot of what ails the city of Bryan as far as flooding is concerned.
Councilman Ruben Marine, who defeated Sines last November, told residents their requests are not falling on deaf ears.
It takes some time to get these programs going. It takes time to get them in the budget. And we are going to work to make the city of Bryan a better place to live.
Councilman Prentice Madison, who defeated Pena, said he attended the Neighborhood Association meeting the week before last and communicated information from the residents to the city manager. A former Bryan couple arrested 3 years ago have admitted to stealing $300,000 from their former employer between 2011 and 2013.
According to online court records, 42-year-old Kelsey and 44-year-old Shannon Lackey have paid back $50,000 so far to the absentee owner of a Bryan area small business. Kelsey Lackey was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month for transfer to state prison to serve a 3-year sentence. Shannon Lackey was placed on 10 years probation. Investigators with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office learned that Lackey spent $80,000 of company money on landscaping. Other purchases included a $10,000 bed, 2 all-terrain vehicles, and $5,000 of fireworks. 2 former Texas A&M football players have both admitted to the armed robbery of 3 people who thought they were paying the players $1,500 for marijuana. Darian Claiborne was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month and will transfer to a state prison to serve a 10-year sentence. Isaiah Golden was placed on 10 years probation last August. Following the May 2014 holdup, Claiborne transferred to Texas Southern, where he is listed on their 2015 roster. Golden transferred to Mid-East State, where he's played the last 2 seasons at the Louisiana school. Just over a year ago, a Bryan policeman spotted an SUV in a parking lot with an expired registration and no one getting out. That led to a visit with the driver, who admitted to having $700 of LSD and more than $500 of cocaine. 27-year-old Garrett Holloway of Bryan, who pleaded guilty to the drug charges earlier this month, was sentenced to 10 years supervised probation, subject to completing 4 months of shock probation in prison. He was also ordered to perform 250 hours of community service and pay a $4,000 fine. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a man who moved to the Twin Cities from Dallas 3 years ago did not inform local law enforcement he was a registered sex offender. That was discovered last March when College Station police responded to a domestic violence call. That led to the arrest of 56-year-old Donald Howard, who last week admitted to not registering. Due to his criminal history, Howard was sentenced to 28 years in prison. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And just after midnight, College Station police responded to a house on Kane Road between Welburn and Holloman for an armed robbery. The victim, who was not injured, says 3 black men in their mid-20s held them at gunpoint and demanded property. If you have any information, contact CSPD at 764-3600. And on the first day of the spring semester at Blinn College in Bryan comes the start of road construction. The right-hand lane of southbound Villa Maria from Nash to Red River will be closed for the next 2 months, weekdays from 8:30 until 4:30. That's to allow the construction of expanded access in and out of Blinn campus at Villa Maria in Red River. WTAW news time is 10 past 8. It's 56 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front pushing into the region will be responsible for the showers and thunderstorms we'll see today. A few may produce brief heavy downpours. Temperatures today 55 to 60. Showers will continue into tonight. There could be an isolated thunderstorm. Nighttime lows around 50. Showers and thunderstorms will spend the day diminishing tomorrow. Highs 55 to 60. And it'll be gradually turning partly sunny Thursday. Warmer highs Thursday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:12. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, I don't know if you know this. Sometimes people lie on their profiles on the internet.
Really?
What?
I know.
It's Who just, would do such
I
a
never.
Thing?
Just horrible. Well, unemployed or dead-end jobbers out there, one dating app will not let these career-challenged singles join up. You've heard of LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. This is called BeLinked.
Ooh.
BeLinked unapologetically weeds out those who, well, basically are not on a career path to success.
All right.
Ah. Yeah. Because, again, you don't want to find out that that person's a loser.
Yeah.
Okay. What BeLink does is they use LinkedIn.
Or at least not career-wise.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay.
BeLink uses the LinkedIn application program interface to match people who have actual careers or potentials of having a rewarding career. BeLink's founder says on its surface, the app might seem discriminatory or insulting.
A bit.
Yeah, but, quote, to be completely honest, I feel it's a low bar to set. It's fair to say that most people don't want to date someone who might end up not being financially supportive, unquote. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's, can we always take your car? Because mine, I don't have one.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
There was a commercial I heard the other day. I can't remember if it was on TV or on the radio, but they were, you know, advertising for one of these, you know, match type websites.
Okay.
But it mentioned, academia driven people, so maybe even, you know, even a step above this BeLinked,
okay,
but like had to have maybe a college degree or a higher degree than just a bachelor's degree.
Man,
yeah, it was it kind of set the bar.
Well, yeah, people just not settling out there.
Well, that, yeah, you know, and that's probably okay, but, well, because, you know, it used to be that people would say, well, there's there's too many fish in the sea and all that. Well, now you actually can be in touch with those people.
Yep.
I mean, no matter really where they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should be able to do
and
that.
And I did see a Farmers Only commercial the other day that emphasized the point, you don't have to be a farmer to be on FarmersOnly.com.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good thing.
So you just inclusive. Have to be attracted to that type of lifestyle, maybe.
Okay, all right.
Farm adjacent. Okay,
perfect. Yeah,
exactly.
If you know, you give them a list of words, and if they know what those mean, then that
right
could work out. Okay,
I'm a farm appreciator.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, all right. So anyway, we got that, and then and also what we try to do is kind of just help you with life lessons here whenever mm-hmm. possible. Just give you some things to know that you may not have learned at home. For instance, if you're hanging your sweat, don't hang your sweaters up, okay? When you wash your sweaters, they lose their shape if you do that. So you fold them up and you put them in a drawer, okay?
Oh.
All right. Vacuum your hair dryer. The dust on the intake is making your hair dryer work harder because it's not any. And that happens on the back of your refrigerator, on the back of your computer, any place where there's a fan or some kind of a
suction.
Just go ahead and get that dust off of there. That'll help. You want fluffier bath towels? What do? You put in those fabric softeners, don't you? Yeah. Well, what those do is those coat your towels with silicone, which actually makes them
less
absorbent.
Like the dryer sheets?
Yep, that'd be correct. Mm-hmm. Instead, add a cup of the miracle of our time, white vinegar, into the final rinse cycle, and that will make your towels fluffier.
Interesting.
So I have to wait around and know when the final rinse cycle is?
First world problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, we all know you should spray starch on your painted walls at home.
We do know that.
Yeah. Who doesn't know that?
Yeah. What happens is a light coat of that helps protect the paint from stains and fingerprints, and it makes the walls a whole lot easier to clean.
Ooh.
So just in the high traffic areas, but do that, okay? And then this is for Yankees. It says run your car's air conditioner a few times in the winter. You know,
use mine every day.
For those people who go 6 months without having to use theirs.
That's funny.
Yeah,
we've got that down.
Yeah,
we
pretty much know that that's the way it should be. But what happens is apparently that helps the seals in the air conditioning thing work the way that it should. Okay, so here's an app. It's called a new device called the Kissinger, which makes it possible to give and receive a kiss from halfway around the world.
Oh, how precious.
The Kissinger has sensors which allow a person to give and receive a kiss through a smartphone app. All right, let me see what I got here.
So I can be in Malaysia and my friend or family can be in the other side of the world, and then we can see each other on the video call of the phone.
Uh-huh.
But then we can also send a kiss. So, for example, I put this on my mouth and send a kiss.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And what? So
what I feel is the other person is kissing me, and I feel pressure on my lips. It's as if the other person is kissing me right now. So in the future, we're also planning to integrate the smell partner's body odor, for example, to create a more realistic sense of presence.
No. That ain't going to work.
So if you see someone making out with their phone on the subway,
really.
So weird.
They might not be that crazy.
The Kissinger has sensors which allow a person to give and receive a kiss through the smartphone app. Partners can see each other through the Skype call and while feeling lip pressure through silicone pads.
Oh, wait. So you have to...
Yeah.
So there's an apparatus.
I guess so.
Okay.
The sensors...
So you can't just download an app.
No.
There's
actuators make it possible to share some tactile contact.
Whatever. They are just sending vibrations through these silicone pads.
Right. Anyway, and then, of course, we're going to add smell to it later.
Yeah, body odor. Did you hear body odor?
Yeah.
That ought to be just fine. Okay, so now we know that Bruce Springsteen was not going to play at the inauguration. Okay, we like the boss, but the boss doesn't like the new boss, Trump, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get the E Street Band, all right? But the B Street Band, a knockoff band, was going to play at P.E. Trump's festivities. Well, now the B Street Band says, quote, "We felt that we had to make it known that we didn't want to seem disrespectful in any way, shape, or form to Bruce and his music and his band. We owe everything to him, and our gratitude and respect to the band is imperative above all else."
Mm-hmm.
My thought is that Bruce had a friend
mm-hmm.
who might have gotten in touch with the head of the B Street Band to explain that he would be extremely disappointed if they played there.
But Toby Keith's going to be there.
Yes, he is. Toby Keith will be there.
And he ain't apologizing
he's not.
Well,
and
regardless of his views, he said, I perform for, you know, military, and I performed for other presidents. And when someone calls on me to perform for our country in a historic event for our country, I'm going to play.
That's the way to look at it.
I think so, too. I think so, too, regardless of who's being, you know, elected into office.
Because I don't care who the president is. Every president in my lifetime has done stuff that I thought was good.
Right.
They've done stuff that I thought was bad, too.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that you shouldn't honor the office. So he's
correct.
Honoring his country when he does that, and that's a good
America.
Thing. America. Got it. All right, let me see. It's been too long to... I have a... I had a story about Megyn Kelly.
Ooh, Megyn
Really?
Kelly.
Yeah, what's going to happen to Megyn... Well, where is Megyn Kelly going to happen in the NBC lineup is the question. Because here's the deal. It's going to happen during the day. We know that. But are they going to put Megyn up there in the morning, perhaps opposite Kelly Ripa or Ellen? Or
is Ellen in the morning?
Well, I think in some place, in some market, she is.
Okay.
Yeah. And then The View and The Talk. Or maybe go in the afternoon against all those courtroom things.
Oh, yeah.
So where is she going to have the most bang for the buck? Because they're paying her plenty of bucks to see where she'll work out. So we'll find out. So the social... Oh, wait, one more thing. Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Got the shock of her life when one of L.A.'s finest asked her to come chat while she was walking into a friend's house. Well, she wasn't in trouble, but very surprised to see an Officer Alvarez who had a tattoo of her face on his arm.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Jessica revealed on Instagram that it was one of the, quote, most surreal moments of my life, yet so cool and such a trip.
Well, it's a good thing that she was a good sport about it.
I guess so. I guess that's probably right. Probably just.
Yeah, I don't know how I would react to that. Him being a police officer would probably make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
about
right.
It.
Rather than it just being a creepster fan.
Rather than just somebody, exactly. Yeah. Jessica, look, I love you.
Yeah. So the social manager at a Maryland school district has been fired after she corrected a student's spelling on Twitter. Really? The student had tweeted that he wanted to know if school was closed tomorrow.
Okay.
T-A. Mm. Okay.
M-O. Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow. With the A.
Tomorrow.
Okay. The woman tweeted back, if school were closed, how would you learn how to spell tomorrow?
Ooh.
Boom. I think it's the way that she did it.
Yeah. Do we know how old the student was?
You know, I don't.
If you're like slamming a fourth grader.
Yeah, that'd probably not be a good idea.
A senior in high school, I can see, you know, maybe a little lip, but.
Yeah.
Still.
Anyhow, she got fired. 10,000 people liked the tweet, but the principal was not one of those.
Yeah.
So as a result.
I think, like you said, Brad, the way she went about it.
Yeah.
Basically looking for a job. So if you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years.
False.
As with most non-food objects and fluids and that sort of stuff will carry the gum out. It goes away within a few days. But there are people who have always thought that happened.
Because that's what your parents told you.
Right. Yeah. It's not broken down easily in the digestive system, but it's fine.
Well,
okay?
It is probably a good way from keeping kids to, like, not choke on their gum.
Sure, exactly. Well, and it's not going to cause a stomach ache either.
Yeah.
Then there's always, to get rid of hiccups, have someone startle you. Well, that does not work.
No.
None of the common home remedies, like holding your breath or being scared, has ever been proved to work. However, in 1971, a study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that showed that swallowing a teaspoon of granulated sugar stopped the hiccups in 19 out of 20 people.
Really?
Now, back in the day, when you could find them, small brown paper bags.
Yeah.
You could breathe into them.
Okay.
And you breathe in and out for about a minute, and the carbon dioxide would go through and it would help you stop those the hiccups. But the problem is finding one of those now.
Yeah.
Because doing that into a plastic bag is not nearly the same.
Usually try to make it a mental game, and I think about when the next one's coming.
Oh, there you go. You know, and see how close
ready?
You are.
Yeah. And then it just magically goes away.
Ah.
I've heard if you lay upside down and drink a glass of water upside down, it helps. I don't know if
that's difficult if you're driving.
Yeah.
I don't know if it actually helps either. I just think the amount of time it takes to get a glass of water, figure out how you're going to sit upside down and hold the glass and drink it. By that time, your hiccups are just gone.
You know, this is really too much trouble. I don't need to be doing that. So that's fine. So now, does His Eminence the Pope have a secret buzzer underneath his desk, which he uses to summon assistants to get rid of unwanted guests or to cut meetings short? The possibility is explored in the first episode of The Young Pope. And as it happens, the buzzer actually was for real, at least back in the days of Pope Pius XI. It's mentioned in the book, The Pope and Mussolini, The Secret History of Pius XI and the Rise of Fascism in Europe, that when it describes one-sided meetings between the Pope and the German ambassador that took place in the Vatican after ranting about Nazis and Germany's attempt to curtail the influence of the Catholic Church, he used this buzzer to end the conversation, brought the guards in and had the ambassador leave. So there used to be a little buzzer underneath there. So whether the Pope still has the buzzer, we don't know, but he did it one time.
Real quick before we go to break, avoid University westbound at Restaurant Row. So right there, there is an accident, and there's a pretty significant backup right now.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's 8:25. There couldn't be any traffic over there.
No.
And in both directions, I'm sure. So that means... Yeah.
So if you can avoid it, I would suggest to do so.
You know, and that's the problem. If you're on the access road now and you're headed south, there is no place, really.
Too late.
Yeah, you got to really do Briarcrest if you're coming south. And if you're going south. If you're coming from the south, you do have some other options. But good, thanks for that.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Monkey self-reflection. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Philosophers like René Descartes have long pondered our ability to reflect upon what we already know and assess how much we still need to learn. Our meta-memory, as it's called, may have helped our ancestors hunt strategically, and today could help students prepare for exams, for example. But no one understood the brain structures underlying the phenomenon until now, according to University of Tokyo neuroscientist Yasushi Miyashita.
Consciousness and self-reflection are the biggest mystery of our mind to be investigated.
He says macaque monkeys also use metamemory, and his team scanned the brains of monkeys during metamemory tasks. They report in Science magazine that one area of the brain's prefrontal cortex tackles long-term metamemories, while another handles more recent events. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Honda says an airbag made by Takata blew up in one of its vehicles in Japan and injured the driver. The driver received minor injuries to the right leg when the airbag in the 2003 Honda Fit hatchback deployed after a collision with a stationary vehicle. Honda says the driver's side airbag deployed normally, but the passenger side airbag exploded with too much force, spraying shrapnel that struck the driver's leg. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify in a Dallas courtroom today in a $2 billion lawsuit that claims the social media giant purchased Oculus, even though it knew the virtual reality headset maker allegedly used stolen technology. ZeniMax Media filed the lawsuit in 2014 against Oculus and its co-founder. Lawyers for ZeniMax later amended the lawsuit to include Facebook. Rolls-Royce shares up 5% in Europe after the British aero engine maker settled a long-running bribery probe and said its 2016 profit would beat expectations. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price-competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thousands began scrambling last week to try to remove their names and personal information from a creepy new website you probably never heard of, but it knows all about you. Kim Gamando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Public documents about millions of Americans have been available online for years. Buying property, being named in a lawsuit, or prosecuted for a crime is all public information. But a new website has become the center of the online privacy debate, listing not only names and addresses, but also the names of spouses and ex-spouses, children, and full birth dates displayed to anyone without them ever having to create an account. The owners of FamilyTreeNow.com have no idea who sees all this personal information, nor do they seem to care. Look yourself up and prepare to be shocked. You can try to remove your data, but the website says, quoting now, due to high volume, opt-out requests will be severely delayed. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. But now, making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off, just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with instant pay. Cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. On a regular basis for the last couple of years, the public comment portion of Bryan City Council meetings have included requests from residents of the Castle Heights neighborhood who live along Highway 21 east of the freeway. At the last council meeting, there were 8 who asked again for city assistance. 2 of those 8 were former councilmen Rafael Pena and Al Sines. Pena, who identified himself as a member of the Castle Heights Neighborhood Association, asked the council to take action in 3 areas.
The first point is the creek bed. We want to clean the creek bed of vegetation and debris. Second option is widening Clark Street. And the last one is a major thoroughfare. We want to extend the Clark Street to all the way to Odor Lines.
Councilman Prentice Madison, who defeated Pena in last November's election, said he attended the Neighborhood Association's meeting the week before last and passed on residents' information to the city manager.
I look forward to sitting down with the president and the vice president and private secretary and going over some of those questions that they have.
And Councilman Ruben Marine, who defeated Sines, told residents their requests are not falling on deaf ears. A shout-out was given by Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson at the last city council meeting to the work of the Research Valley Partnership Committee that was created last year to increase workforce training opportunities in Brazos County.
Appreciate the focus they brought, which culminated in Texas A&M signing a memorandum of understanding with Blinn to provide additional workforce facilities and training capabilities through the Texas Engineering Extension Service. So I really want to thank the RVP for their efforts in that.
The committee, which had a petition drive last year collecting signatures to consider creating a property tax-supported community college in Brazos County, is not making a presentation at this month's meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. College Station police are looking for three black men for an armed robbery just after midnight. According to the report, the resident at a home on Kane Road between Welburn and Holloman said the suspects held them at gunpoint and demanded property. The victim, who was not injured, says the suspects were in their mid-20s. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. And 3 years ago, a former Bryan couple was arrested for stealing $300,000 from their former employer.
44-year-old Shannon and 42-year-old Kelsey Lackey have entered plea agreements, according to online court records, admitting to the theft from a Bryan area small business. Shannon Lackey was placed on 10 years probation, and Kelsey was booked in the Brazos County Jail earlier this month for transfer to a state prison to serve 3 years. Sheriff's Office investigators learned the theft started 6 years ago and went towards, among other things, a playhouse, a garage, weapons, airline tickets, hotels, limousine rentals, and tickets to San Antonio Spurs games. A Dallas man who moved to the Twin Cities 3 years ago and did not inform law enforcement he was a registered sex offender is returning to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 56-year-old Donald Howard was sentenced to 28 years. Howard's been in jail since last March after College Station police responded to his apartment to investigate a domestic violence incident. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 56 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Scattered showers, a thunderstorm or two possible today. It's all due to a cold front trying to push its way through the region. Temperatures today, well, they'll be up to about 55 to 60. We'll have showers and may have a thunderstorm tonight. Overnight lows around 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms diminishing during the morning. Highs again, 55 to 60 degrees. It will start to clear on Thursday, and temperatures Thursday afternoon should be around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:37, let's head over to Austin, and Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Scott.
Ready to hit the ground running, I can. I know.
Yes,
it's
going to be the legislature's back in session, so people need to lock their doors and hang on to their wallets.
Yeah. You know, to compare and contrast the two units, the House of Representatives, Speaker Strauss is rather general in some of the ideas that he has, whereas I think the Lieutenant Governor is pretty specific. He gave y'all some marching orders. Give us your thoughts on how the two houses, the House and the Senate, are maybe going to look at this legislative session differently and have to come up with some things at the end.
Well, you know, I've served in both chambers, and they are different, and the leaders are different. And of course, we have the input from the governor through his declaration of emergency items that will be front and center in a week or two when he declares them. You know, it's different styles, and you know, together I think we're going to come together to fashion, first of all, a budget that's right for Texas, that sets our priorities and funds our critical needs, and you know, work on other issues that are important to the people of Texas.
You know, the last legislature had to allocate, what, $800 million for border security. Mm-hmm. We seem to be getting signals from Washington that the situation may change in the new administration, but that still makes it a tough bargaining budgeting situation for the Senate. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, I certainly hope it changes. You know, our federal government does need to do its constitutional duty, which is secure our border and protect our sovereignty, and it has not done so. And so the state legislature acted last session, putting an extra $800 million to border security through our Department of Public Safety. You know, there was actually an increased request of 300 more on top of the 800 this session by Director McCraw of DPS. He's already rescinded that extra 300 that he wants. He still wants the 800, but, you know, from my point of view, as a member of the Finance Committee, we need to make sure that we need to continue to appropriate that amount when we have other pressing issues in our state. Does the state need to appropriate that amount when really we should be demanding and asking our federal partners and colleagues in Washington, D.C. to do their job?
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning in Austin as we get ready for the session to start. You know, in between these sessions, the Department of Family and Protective Services was in the news for all the wrong reasons, and you've had to do some things in between sessions. But now as you get ready, I know you've introduced Senate Bill 11 to talk about this problem. But if you would, give our listeners a little bit of an overview, first of all, of the problems that that department has had and what you've done in the interim before the legislature started to fix it.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of my highest priorities, making sure that children that are potentially being abused or neglected are properly and timely investigated. And unfortunately, that was not occurring in the state. We need to get that right. And we have already taken action by increasing the number of investigators in CPS, as well as increasing their salaries. But we need to do more, and Senate Bill 11 works on that investigation aspect, and especially the investigations of foster group homes and making an investigations division within CPS. And secondarily, we have a problem with children that are in foster care reaching permanency, either being reunified with their family or being adopted. And we need to strengthen our adoption process. And we reached out to our faith-based communities and tried to get them more engaged, because I really think this is an issue of the heart, an issue of the family. And they are the best positioned, really, to help us in those difficult endeavors of finding a family for children that desperately need one.
From the work that I've done and my wife's done through Voices for Children, we find even at that level, this work is not for everyone. You can't just say, hey, here's a good paycheck, I'm going to go do this. These are young children who are being mistreated and really in a defenseless situation.
That's right. You know, that CPS caseworkers, it's a very, very difficult and taxing job. It's you know, like teachers, but in some cases even more difficult, because they are oftentimes young, majority women, sometimes fresh out of social work school, and they're being put in a place to go into a family situation where there's different dynamics and strife, and try to find out exactly what's occurring to those children and to do the right thing for that. For the protection of that child, and sometimes it comes down to removing that child from that family, and those are tough decisions and tough psychological endeavors for anybody, especially for young individuals that don't have the experience or education, and that's one other thing that we're trying to do, is make sure that CPS caseworkers are, one, properly introduced to the difficult job they'll be doing early on, so they know whether or not they really want to pursue this career, and two, have a mentorship and have the support and administrative leadership to do the job correctly.
Of course, this has been front and center for all the wrong reasons, but on top of that, then District Judge Janice Jack says that this is actually a violation of children's civil rights, and she wants to see federal oversight. What's your thought there?
Well, you know, it's a coordinated by the, I think, the Children's Rights Commission or group. It's being done in many, many states, these type of lawsuits. And certainly Judge Jack and her rulings and the findings of the special, what they call the special masters, are important to consider and important to act on. But in the end, you know, it is our responsibility as a legislature to get this right for the people of Texas.
Certainly. And again, know it's important to you. But you've also introduced some other legislation. We're visiting with State Senator Charles Schwerner this morning in Austin as the legislature is just getting started. You've addressed the idea of affordability and access for public institutions and higher education, and also some limitations as far as increases in fees and tuition. Talk about that legislation a little bit.
Right. Well, this continues for now the second term. I think it's very important that we make sure that our state institutions are accessible to middle-class Texas students and families. And that accessibility is tied to affordability. And unfortunately, tuition fees are increasing at a rate that is far above the rate of inflation. And, you know, you extrapolate that out over many years and decades, that's just completely unaffordable. You're either, again, rich enough to not care about it, or you're poor enough to get Texas grants. But there's a whole very large group of middle-class Texas families, students that have a dream of achieving a college education, that are at peril because of the ever-increasing fees and ever-increasing tuition at our state institutions. And so I want accountability there. I want performance, and I want accessibility for those students.
Let's circle back around. We talked a little while ago about money to take care of the borders and what Texas had to pay for that. But also part of this entire situation has to do with making sure that state contractors are going through the verification system that is known as E-Verify, and that's something else that you've introduced legislation on.
That's right. Yes. I think taxpayers, Texans, expect that individuals that are benefiting from employment in Texas should be able to legally benefit from that employment from an eligibility standpoint. And E-Verify, this bill mandates that contractors, subcontractors that the state of Texas utilizes and contracts with utilize the E-Verify system. I think it's a critical step in making sure that, you know, taxpayer dollars are being used appropriately. You know, we can talk a lot about securing the border, and that's very important. But we also need to turn down the nozzle of why people try to come across that border, and that's for jobs and social benefits and welfare benefits. And you know, we can make sure that those benefits are not easily accessible because we're enforcing our employment laws, then I think that's a step we need to take.
Anything else we need to touch on this first week?
Well, you know, it's been a lot of pomp and circumstances last week, and this week is the inauguration, and I'm actually traveling to D.C. to go to it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in full action next week, and I can just tell you that I'm honored to serve, you know, the people of Senate District 5 and uphold our conservative values and principles and make sure that we get the work of the people done in 140 days.
Well, we got fewer dollars to go around and more pots, it seems, out there who are going to need some. So you'll be earning your paycheck, that's for sure.
I look forward to talking to you and talking to the people of the district over the ensuing weeks.
State Senator Charles Schwerner will join us every Tuesday right about this time. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks again for the time, Senator.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, so don't ask, just call 888-377-5179. Your confidential call to Better Addiction Care will match you with the facility that's best for you. And here's good news. FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recovery. Make the right choice. Call Better Addiction Care now. 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
8:49, time to find out what's going on at the Humane Society. And Carly's here this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So what have we got going on?
So with the beginning of the year starting, if your company or yourself is looking for some sponsorship opportunities, we were going to talk about that today, about some different options that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Wienerfest, which is not only our biggest event, but it's actually a huge event in the community as well. It's happened for the last, I believe, around 10 years, mm-hmm. and it's down at Wolfpen Creek. And we have people come from all over the country, actually, to come and race their dogs. So we have sponsorship opportunities for that event. When you sponsor with us, there's different tiers, and you can always call or go to our website if you're interested in any of these opportunities. But there's different tiers that you can sponsor at, and then some tiers get some extra special advertising at the event. So sometimes we'll put your logo over the box where the dogs come out.
Oh, sure. You bet. Yeah, yeah, fun.
Which is pretty funny, and then we always make a big sponsorship sign as well, and we appreciate all of our sponsors for that event. Mm-hmm. It's a big community event. People come out with their families, their dogs. And if you're interested in being a vendor as well, we have a sign up for that. So if you sell a pet related product, or you just want to come out with your, we've had lawyers come out, we have clothing salespeople come out, so all types of people come because it's just a huge event.
And that's in October, right?
It's in October. Mm-hmm. I think it's about the third week. I think it's around the 20th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This year we usually do it on the bye A&M football.
That's right. Do that when they're not here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we also have some sponsorship opportunities at the shelter as well. If you're interested in sponsoring one of our kennels, you can do that. We'll make you a little placard, and it's good for 1 year. You can renew it as many times as you want, or you can just do it for the 1 year. And then we'll put your name or your logo, your business on that kennel for people to see when they walk by, and then they'll know, you know, that you gave to the animal shelter. You can even put it in the name of a loved one as well, maybe someone you want to remember, put it in memory of. So
lots of
sponsorship opportunities, always accepting donations, financial donations, also supplies, dog supplies, cat supplies, blankets, towels. So if you're feeling in the giving mood, we're here for you. So you can always go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can give us a call.
All right, and what's the phone number?
It's 979-775-5755.
And let's tell folks when you're open.
We are open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturdays, 11 to 3.
Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, let's find out what's going on at the Chamber, too. Kate's here. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, you got a list of stuff for us?
We always have a list of stuff for you.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
So this Thursday is our first business after hours of the year, and we've got a lot of excitement around this one. We haven't had one since the very beginning of December, so mm-hmm. we're excited to kick off 2017 at the Phillips Event Center. That's going to be this Thursday, January 19th from 5:30 to 7. And this event is free, so grab a stack of business cards, bring your employees, and kick off 2017 with a little bit of networking and some food and some drinks, and we're all going to have a good time.
Yep.
Next Monday, we have a Lunch and Learn. This is sponsored by Principal Financial Group. It's going to be from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Chamber office. Principal is going to be providing lunch, and at this lunch, you're going to learn how to kind of maximize your benefits at work, whether you're saving for retirement, how to treat new employees, that sort of thing. So just kind of come and learn about the steps you can take to plan for your financial future. The next Wednesday is our big event of January. It's our Economic Outlook Conference. That's going to be held at the Hilton College Station. It's sponsored by Wells Fargo, and the City of College Station is our hospitality sponsor. It's Wednesday, January 25th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We still have a couple tickets available and a couple tables, so if you're interested, I would highly recommend to kind of call up to the Chamber office and get those tickets. They're going fast. This year, we're going to be celebrating unity and community. And if you want to see a full list of speakers, you can visit our website. We're going to have a new member orientation. That's Monday, January 30th from 3:30 to 5 at the Chamber offices. This is sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. This event is kind of designed for new members of the Chamber, or even existing members who want to learn maybe how to maximize the benefits of your Chamber membership. So whether you're new or you've been a member for a long time, if you want to come and just get a little bit of a refresher about not only what the Chamber does, but what you can do to kind of use your membership mm-hmm. to better your business or better the community.
Okay.
And then we want you to save the date for February 21st. That's going to be our Taste of Aggieland. It's going to be held at the Brazos County Expo from 5 to 8 p.m. It's sponsored by HEB. And this event, we're going to have tons of booths of restaurants from all throughout the community. And your ticket gets you gives you the option to try all of them. So come walk around and taste tons of food. We're really excited, and we already have restaurants signed up. So Stay tuned for the list of attendees. And then we want to just give a little bit of special recognition to one of our Inner Circle members. Bryan Texas Utilities is one of our Platinum members, and they do a ton for the chamber and a ton for the community. So We just want to give a special thank you to them and all they do for us.
Okay. And the website for more information?
Our website is www.bcschamber.org, and you can find all these events there.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
That's our community segment. It's 5-2.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. As the former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, Hegseth built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information on the 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs, they just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably driving right now. Sitting comfortably behind the wheel with a tasty caffeinated beverage in your cup holder. Well, if you were driving with Uber, you could be earning money right now too. That's because Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Extra cash whenever you want. Earning you can turn on and off, just like your car. This isn't just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
It's about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Floyd Mayweather, one of the richest men in sports and a nice guy, willing to share his secrets of how to gain wealth. He tells TMZ.com that he's made smart investments, recommends throwing money into real estate and having a, quote, smart team, have patience, and a little bit of trust. He has extended the olive branch to Ronda Rousey in hopes that he can help her kind of hang on to some of that money.
What a sweet guy.
I know, because, you know, again, she's not going to be able to do this. She's going to have to find something else to do. Okay, We'll put it that way. That ring thing ain't helping her too much these days. A New Jersey man has been arrested and charged with evading more than $1 million in tolls.
Mm.
Lester Morales, popped by New Jersey State Police over the weekend. They say the 34-year-old sent vehicles from his trucking company through more than 100 toll booths a day.
Wow.
Using an EasyPass account, which is no longer in effect. They managed to confront and arrest him.
I was going to say, they have these people's names.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they go after them?
Well, apparently they found out he was headed to Aruba, so they decided to stop him.
Yeah.
And that money you were going to take over there to maybe gamble?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get to do that, so there you are.
I was wondering how he racked up so many fees.
Yeah.
There. That's a lot of money in tolls.
It is. All right, so let me see. Comedian Kevin Hart doing a comedic take on the History Channel called Kevin Hart Presents The Black Man's Guide to History, which will air later this year. At the network's presentation to the television critics during the press tour, he said that he will open it'll open with finding him and his daughter upset over watching 12 Years a Slave and agonizing over the view that black history appears to only be about slavery and oppression. This is a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so he's going to be doing that. Portlandia, oh yeah, going to do their eighth yet final season. It's a little odd, it's a little different, but I happen to like
it. But it's funny.
It is. It's kind of funny. Because of rumors about the possibility of Star Wars producers using digital editing techniques to put Carrie Fisher in the final movie, Lucasfilms issued a statement on Star Wars saying, We want to assure our fans that Lucasfilm has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess Leia or General Leia Organa.
Probably a good idea. Probably in good taste to do.
Yeah.
Stick with that.
Probably right. And Canadian dairy farmers. How often do we talk? Well, not very often. No. Nah. Canadian farmers who are dairy farmers have replaced their cute cartoon cow in their logo with a standard outline of a cow. It's a bit boring, but Victoria Cruz, who is the marketing director for Dairy Farmers of Canada, said, from a corporate perspective, a cow is serious.
Bah!
Yes, they may be cute, but it's serious business for us. We represent a collection of 11,000 dairy farmers in Canada.
Oh.
She was cute, she was likable, but wasn't professional enough.
Oh.
Because after all, you think about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
How professional is your cow?
There was Elsie the cow. She